Good afternoon. Thanks for hanging in there. I'd just like to say a couple of things. Number one, the draft, as we said a few days ago at the original presser, takes the cumulative work of lots and lots of people. If you add it all up, it's an untold number of hours. So I can't say how much I appreciate everybody within the organization, certainly in the personnel department itself, coaching staff, you know, the PR guys. Everybody goes to a lot of trouble to put this on, and and I appreciate it. And so I would just like to make sure you understand that it's a big thing. It's important to the organization. It seems to get more important every year just because of the focus of the media and the amount of pressure, you know, it can be on some people, not me, of course, but on some people. It's just a kind of an intense time. And anyway, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate everybody's help. So with that, I'll be glad to take some questions.
What did you think of Murphy, and what did you see there?
We liked him a lot. We had several guys go out to West Coast and Stanford, particularly. He's a big man. He plays the game well. He was one of Coach Campen's favorites, as Coach Campen is wont to do. Good player. Very smart, obviously.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Do you see him as a guard or strictly a tackle?
I don't know. I hate to pigeonhole anybody. I'm going to say tackle for now because that's what I've seen him play. Now, whether over time through mini camps and training camps and practices he evolves into something else, I don't know that. But I wouldn't be the guy to kind of determine that.
The rules of today's game, how important is a kick returner? Do you envision Trevor Davis being that guy?
Well, I certainly think he has a chance to be. I mean, it's important. I mean, number one, I think in that realm is protection and security of the ball, obviously. And then, you know, the home run threat and the speed and the quickness and all that comes is important. And you know, in the NFL, you like to have that, but if I had to choose one over the other, I would choose security and making sure we get the ball to the offense.
You make ball skills a high priority when selecting receivers, so you must feel pretty good about the value you get the 4.37 speed in the fifth round.
Yes. Yes. We have tons of tape of guys doing different things, but His catching it in the pro days and Indy and all that, it's very impressive.
What did you like about Dean Lowry?
He's a 100% guy all the time, very intelligent, strong, the leader of that team, or one of the leaders of that team. You know, just one of those kind of blue-collar football players that the more you watch, the more you appreciate.
Martinez a guy that can cover at this level on third down?
We think so. He's done so in the past, and he has those kind of athletic traits and times and things like that, so yep.
Ted, what do you like best about what you're able to accomplish just as a whole over these last 3 days?
Well, I think you have to do that in stages. It's easy to sit here and proclaim, okay, everything's good. Quite frankly, everything is just getting started. We've got an extraordinary amount of work and people to talk to and things to see over the course of the next 24 or 48 hours to, you know, get to the point where you start kind of winding up the roster from the draft itself. And there'll be a lot of changes. But for what we had to do from this stage, we're pleased with where we are. Certainly looking forward to doing more things.
One of the things it seems like you're able to do is add bulk and size to the defense side of the ball. Was that a priority? Do you like that you're able to do that?
Well, you know, there are things you like to add to your team, you know, athletic ability, size, that sort of thing. We do think we were able to do that today. You know, you don't have to be big to play in the NFL, but it helps. And we were able to get some bigs on both sides of the ball, which we think is a good thing.
For the number of high picks you've devoted to your defense now over maybe the last 4 or 5 years, are you ready? I mean, do you think that this should be a dominant type of a team? Do you think you've put that together and spent capital to put together that kind of defense?
Well, we've tried to make the other side, special teams included, the same way. I'm not ready to proclaim anything. I think, quite frankly, it's a little silly. There's 31 other teams that were going about this thing just as hard as we were over the last few days, and they're just as good at what they do as we are. So we're just hoping to put together a good team, get some guys that are good guys, that like each other, that respond to each other, that know how to play the game. And, yeah, it's a physical game, but at the same time, it's a smart guy's game. And we do think we added some quality people to our organization today and, yes, in the last few days.
Yeah, you've had some
tremendous 2 days, but it's been, what,
you've
3?
Wins in your career and some misses in the draft as well. Is there a position that's the toughest draft to scout?
I don't think there's any one that's easier or tougher. I think they're, you know, because you're projecting, and we've talked about this before in here, you project how a person's going to be 6 months from now, and you say, well, that's pretty standard. We know exactly what that person is going to be 6 months from now, but you're not 20 years old like these guys are. If you're 20 years old, 6 months is a lot longer, and there are more changes. So they're still growing. They're still developing. And one of the things, again, something we've talked about before, is we like the fact that this is a strong organization. It's a strong locker room. And it's led by some veteran players that are extraordinary people and players. And I think they have the necessary influence on our new players.
Ted, with only taking the one skilled position offensive player and the receiver, what does that say about the group that you have offensively? How do you feel about the group?
We feel fine, but I think it says more to what the draft was. Where it was that when it was our turn to go, you know, you never know how things going to fall. But when it was our turn to go, we felt like we picked the best players available. And I know some people don't like to hear that, but that's what we tried to do.
Ted, when Ron retired, one of the things he said was that he kind of regretted not having gotten Brett more weapons around him. You've spent a lot of draft picks on good players at wide receiver especially, and you've added another one, even though it looks you're pretty deep at wide receiver. How does that factor into your thinking, having a great quarterback? How does that factor into your draft thinking?
Well, having a great quarterback is a great thing to have. I'm not trying to be funny, because there are teams that struggle at that position. We're extraordinarily comfortable and lucky to be where we are. Number one, do you put any more emphasis on? I don't know. I think, you obviously, if you're us and you're sitting in my chair, then you're probably going to want to get another offensive lineman or two when you have a chance during the draft, which we did. You're probably going to want to get another speed receiver if you can, which we did. Now, you want other things, too, and you wish you could do these other things, too, but you can't do everything in a single draft. So it's probably not anything different than any other person would tell you in my shoes.
Ted, the two linebackers you added are 250 or lighter. Do you see them playing at that weight, or puts on some weight. And is the tendency to a leaner, lighter linebacker these days, or how do you see it?
Well, I think there's a tendency to go towards there's more pressure on linebackers, and this is coming from one who used to be one. There's more pressure on linebackers because offenses around the league are attacking linebackers more. So you have to have more of a skill set, and the skill set would involve quickness, extraordinary speed, instincts, all those sort of things that maybe in days gone by we didn't necessarily have to have all of those things. Now I think you have to have all of those things.
Ted, a lot of your young guys played, you know, significant roles right away. When you're interviewing or when you're considering these guys, how important is when you put them or the coaches put them up on the board and they have a real understanding of what football is, and does that help them to play in their first year, you think?
Well, I think their football acumen is something that we take into account. Overall intelligence and stuff, we're not scientists and we're not experts in that sort of thing, but we try to get a feel of, you know, the communication levels and that sort of thing. This particular group is, my best guess, is going to be extraordinary in that regard. But, yeah, I mean, you have to be smart enough to play the game, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a Rhodes Scholar.
Two more, please.
Hey, Ted, you always come in and you thank everybody that helps with this, even though you're the one up at the podium. Where do area scouts fit into that equation? I mean, you draft a lot of West Coast guys. If I was a betting man, you'd say that's just how it worked out. But just how vital are area scouts to what you do, and how do you utilize their information?
They're everything. And, again, I say this over and over. I learned everything I know from Ron Wolf in terms of the way you set up an organization, the way you set up a personnel department, that sort of thing. And you have to give those guys enough space and enough rope to blossom as people, and not only people but scouts. And if you don't, if you're just going to ignore what they say and go your own way or go with what you're thinking all the time, then you're going to squash their ability to do great things themselves. So I've always tried to give them positions where they had to stand up and say, this is what I think, and this is the reason I think it. And we feel like that's the best way to go about scouting and working in the personnel department.
So with so many guys that Sam Seal would have scouted, what's he like to have worked with and be his boss? What kind of guy is he?
Well, Sam and I have worked together for a long time. He probably doesn't want to be linked with me because I'm older than him, but it means a lot to work with a guy for that long. And all of our fellows upstairs, I feel that way, but, you know, sometimes you get a little misty-eyed when you think about it. You know, it's the number of hours that we've sat together and talked about football or did film work on football. So it's special, and I know I come out here all the time and I thank these people, but I do it for me more so than for you guys. I'm doing it so that I remember I'm dependent upon these guys.
Ted, when Elliot was in here earlier, he mentioned that the loss of BJ obviously created a little bit of a need at the defensive line, and he also said that Mike Neal had moved on, and I was wondering, is that true that Neal is no longer really a part of consideration or for this roster?
Right. I wouldn't characterize it like that.